Himself by A.B. Simpson.
I wish to speak to you about Jesus and Jesus only. I often hear people say, I wish I could get hold of divine healing, but I cannot. Sometimes they say, I've got it. If I ask them, what have you got? The answer is sometimes, I've got the blessing. Sometimes it is, I've got the theory. Sometimes it is, I've got the healing. Sometimes, I've got the sanctification. But I thank God, we've been taught that it is not the blessing. It is not the healing. It is not the sanctification. It is not the thing. It is not the it that you want. But it is something better. It is the Christ. It is Himself. How often that comes out in His Word. Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Himself bare our sins in His own body on the tree. It is the person of Jesus Christ we want. I once saw a picture of the Constitution of the United States, very skillfully engraved in copperplate, so that when you looked at it closely, it was nothing more than a piece of writing. But when you looked at it at a distance, it was the face of George Washington. The face shone out in the shading of the letters at a little distance, and I saw the person, not the words, nor the ideas. And I thought, that is the way to look at the Scriptures and understand the thoughts of God, to see in them the face of love shining through and through. Not ideas nor doctrines, but Jesus Himself as the life and source and sustaining presence of all our life. I prayed a long time to get sanctified, and sometimes I thought I had it. On one occasion I felt something, and I held on with a desperate grip for fear I should lose it, and kept awake the whole night fearing it would go. And of course, it went with the next sensation and the next mood. Of course, I lost it because I did not hold on to Him. I'd been taking a little water from the reservoir when I might have all the time received from Him fullness through the open channels. I went to meetings and heard people speak of joy. I even thought I had the joy, but I did not keep it because I had not Himself as my joy. At last He said to me, oh, so tenderly, my child, just take me and let me be in you the constant supply of all this, myself. And when at last I got my eyes off my sanctification and my experience of it, and just placed them on the Christ in me, I found, instead of an experience, the Christ larger than the moment's need, the Christ that had all that I should ever need, who was given to me at once and forever. And when I thus saw Him, it was such rest. It was all right and right forever. For I had not only what I could hold that little hour, but also in Him all that I should need the next and the next and so on, until sometimes I get a glimpse of what it will be a million years afterwards, when we shall shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of our Father, and have all the fullness of God. And so I thought the healing would be an it, too, that the Lord would take me like the old run-down clock, wind me up, and set me going like a machine. It is not thus at all. I found it was Himself coming in instead and giving me what I needed at the moment. I wanted to have a great stock so that I could feel rich, a great store laid up for many years so that I would not be dependent upon Him the next day. But He never gave me such a store. I never had more holiness or healing at one time than I needed for that hour. He said, my child, you must come to me for the next breath. Because I love you so dearly, I want you to come all the time. If I gave you great supply, you would do without me and would not come to me so often. Now you have to come to me every second and lie on my breast every moment. He gave me a great fortune, placed thousands and millions at credit. but he gave me a checkbook with this one condition. You can never draw more than you need at the time. Every time a check was wanted, however, there was the name of Jesus upon it. And so it brought more glory to him, kept his name before the heavenly world, and God was glorified in his Son. And now, thank God, I have him, not only what I have room for, but that which I have not room for, but for which I shall have room moment by moment as I go on into the eternity before me. I am like the little bottle in the sea, as full as it will hold. The bottle is in the sea, and the sea is in the bottle. So I am in Christ, and Christ is in me. But besides that bottleful in the sea, there is a whole ocean beyond. The difference is that the bottle has to be filled over and over again every day, evermore. Now the question for each of us is not, what think you of divine healing? But what think you of Christ? There came a time when there was a little thing between me and Christ. I express it by a little conversation with a friend who said, you were healed by faith. Oh no, I said. I was healed by Christ. What is the difference? There is a great difference. There came a time when even faith seemed to come between me and Jesus. I thought I should have to work up the faith, so I labored to get the faith. At last I thought I had it, that if I put my whole weight upon it, it would hold. I said, when I thought I had got the faith, heal me. I was trusting in myself, in my own heart, in my own faith. I was asking the Lord to do something for me because of something in me, not because of something in him. So the Lord allowed the devil to try my faith, and the devil devoured it like a roaring lion, and I found myself so broken down that I did not think I had any faith. God allowed it to be taken away until I felt I had none. And then God seemed to speak to me so sweetly, saying, never mind, my child, you have nothing. But I am perfect power. I am perfect love. I am faith. I am your life. I am the preparation for the blessing, and then I am the blessing too. I am all within and all without and all forever. It is just having faith in God. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live not by faith in the Son of God, but by the faith of the Son of God. That is it. It is not your faith. You have no faith in you, any more than you have life or anything else in you. You have nothing but emptiness and vacuity, and you must be just openness and readiness to take him to do all. You have to take his faith as well as his life and healing, and have simply to say, I live by the faith of the Son of God. My faith is not worth anything. If I had to pray for anyone, I would not depend upon my faith at all. I would say, here, Lord, am I. If you want me to be the channel of blessing to this one, just breathe into me all that I need. It's simply Christ. Christ alone. The Apostle Paul tells us that there is a secret, a great secret, which was hidden from ages and from generations. And that simple secret is just this: Christ in you, the hope of glory. Years ago, I came to him burdened with guilt and fear. I tried that simple secret, and it took away all my fear and sin. Years passed, and I found sin overcoming me and my temptations too strong for me. I came to him a second time, and he whispered to me, Christ in you. And I had victory, rest, and blessing. Then the body broke away in every sort of way. I had always worked hard, and from the age of 14 I studied and labored and spared no strength. I took charge of a large congregation at the age of 21. I broke down utterly half a dozen times, and at last my constitution was worn out. Many times I feared I should drop dead in my pulpit. I could not ascend any height without a sense of suffocation because of a broken down heart and exhausted nervous system. I had heard of the Lord's healing, but I struggled against it. I was afraid of it. I'd been taught in theological seminaries that the age of the supernatural was past, and I could not go back from my early training. My head was in my way. But at last the Lord whispered to me the little secret, Christ in you. And from that hour I received him for my body as I had done for my soul. I was made so strong and well that work has been a perfect delight. Then again I had a poor sort of a mind, heavy and cumbrous, that did not think or work quickly. I wanted to write and speak for Christ, and to have a ready memory, so as to have the little knowledge I had gained always under my command. I went to Christ about it, and asked if he had anything for me in this way. He replied, Yes, my child, I am made unto you wisdom. I was always making mistakes, which I regretted, and then thinking I would not make them again. But when he said that he would be my wisdom, that we may have the mind of Christ, that he could cast down imaginations and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, that he could make the brain and head right, then I took him for all that. And since then, I've been kept free from this mental disability. I used to write 2 sermons a week, and it took me 3 days to complete one. But now, in connection with my literary work, I have numberless pages of matter to write constantly, besides the conduct of very many meetings a week. And all is delightfully easy to me. The Lord has helped me mentally, and I know he is the savior of our mind, as well as our spirit. Well then, I had an irresolute will. I asked, Cannot you be a will to me? He said, Yes, my child. It is God who worketh in you to will and to do. Then he made me to learn how and when to be firm, how and when to yield. So too I came to him for power for his work and all the resources for his service, and he has not failed me. And so I would say, if this precious little secret of Christ in you will help you, you may have it. Take it and go on working it out through time and eternity, Christ for all, grace for grace, from strength to strength, from glory to glory, from this time forth, and even forevermore. Once it was the blessing, now it is the Lord. Once it was the feeling, now it is his word. Once his gifts I wanted, now the giver own. Once I sought for healing, now himself alone. Once 'twas painful trying, now 'tis perfect trust. Once a half salvation, now the uttermost. Once 'twas ceaseless holding, now he holds me fast. Once 'twas constant drifting, now my anchor's cast. Once 'twas busy planning, now 'tis trustful prayer. Once 'twas anxious caring, now he has the care. Once 'twas what I wanted, now what Jesus says. Once 'twas constant asking, now 'tis ceaseless praise. Once it was my working, his it hence shall be. Once I tried to use him, now he uses me. Once the power I wanted, now the mighty one. Once for self I labored, now for him alone. Once I hoped in Jesus, now I know he's mine. Once my lamps were dying, now they brightly shine. Once for death I waited, now his coming hail. And my hopes are anchored, safe within the veil.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.